Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, it's Andy Peters here, and welcome to the very latest Hot or Not podcast, the 1st of December. Can you believe it's December already? I, for one, can't. But, like a good boy, I have literally already bought all my friends and family's Christmas presents. Anyway, less about me, more about you. There's so much to come in the next 20 minutes or so, including some random clips that won't make any sense right now, but I can promise you, you'll hear some of this.
We've got two pygmy goats in our garden that we bought for our granddad with our first paycheck, and they
live there. A little bit of this.
Just want to show them I'm a real lion. As opposed to a chocolate lion.
I know this might sound hard to believe, but apparently, lions don't dance.
What?
And this.
I think every family knows what it's like. You know, it's a lot of people, and it's hard for them all to get along.
Told you it was a bit random. Enjoy this week's Hotcast, and don't forget, listen carefully, because the answer to this week's competition is somewhere in the next 20 minutes.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Same difference, I hear.
Hey!
Have you enjoyed listening to the show for the last hour or so?
Yeah, it's been wicked.
It's been wicked.
Thank you very much. all my own work. So the album, I mean, literally, who'd have thought?
I know. Who'd have thought it?
I mean, it's bizarre because it's like buses. We had nothing, and then suddenly Leon came, Meridian came, you've come back. I mean, it's like, hang on a minute, where have you all come from?
I think they just wanted to make the albums as best as they could be, you know, and I think if they kind of rush them out, they're nowhere near as good as standard, you know. And, you know, we could have quite easily, you know, rushed out a single and an album in April and, you know, it would have been a flash in the pan, you know, nothing happens to it. And I think Simon really wanted to make sure that, you know, that the quality was there with the album, and I think it really is. You know, there's been a lot of money spent on it and, you know, a lot of time and effort gone into making it as best as it can be.
When you first auditioned, did you already have the name Same Difference?
No. And funnily enough, I actually auditioned as a solo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and Sarah came along just for support.
Right.
And
took your younger sister for support?
Yeah, no, she had a day off college and she really didn't want me to do it.
I just wanted to meet Simon. I'll come along. I'll sit in the corridor all day.
Yeah, marvellous. And?
And then the next minute, kind of the runners are coming up to us saying, oh, you know, you two together, you singing together? No, we're separate. They were like, have you ever thought of singing together? And we were like, no. And then the next minute, we went in, auditioned as solos in the preliminary rounds, and they
that's hard for you to say.
It was like, why did I go for a big word? And then the next minute they were like, come on in and sing together, and you know, we sung a few lines and away you go.
When you think back to it now, do you see yourselves as extremely lucky? Do you think
big star,
very lucky star. I think it's so easy for people just to get forgotten underneath all of it. And we've kind of been really lucky, like that they've given us this album and they've really, really supported us. And I think we could have so easily have gone out that first week. Even when we were in the final 12, we were favourites to go.
Yeah.
So we were so lucky that the kind of general public got it, because pop hasn't been around for so long now. It's been years and years. So to come back and just go, we're in your face pop and we love it.
Massive shock to the system.
Massive shock to everyone. They were like, whoa, what's this? We've not had this sort of singers for years.
But you've ridden the crest of the wave. You've ridden the storm. The album is called Pop. Here it is, in my hand, out now.
Yeah.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine.
This is Heat.
Okay, time to get the harp out now and go back in time. Okay, so on the front cover, there's a picture of Christina Aguilera looking, well, pregnant, Lindsay Lohan looking chunky-thighed, and Jordan with saggy boobs, it says here. Stars who hate their bodies. As we turn inside, the first thing I come to, Posh and Jerry's public spat. Disharmony in Spice Girls camp. Breaking news, that is. Apparently, there were scenes in Los Angeles at a lingerie show for Victoria's Secret where Victoria and Jerry clashed. Keep turning the pages. What's this here? Oh, stars who... stars who look like insects. This is the most hilarious thing ever. It's got a picture of the Cheeky Girls in these leather outfits, and they have been likened to the Cheeky Girls to some Beatles. And then there's a picture of Mel B wearing a red skirt and a black top, and there's just a picture of this random insect that has got a red half and a black half. And then... It can Amy Winehouse's head. They've made it look like a tarantula. Oh, that's the funniest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. Stars who hate their bodies, as I said, Lindsay Lohan, I hate my legs. Angelina Jolie says my arms look pathetic. And also Uma Thurman, my feet are big, horrible and ugly. You said it, sweetheart. And also on the inside, in the TV section, Ricky Gervais, one of his quotes, fame-wise, there's the Queen, Prince Charles, and then me. In an interview with Boyd Hilton, Ricky Gervais talks about Big Brother and extras. How random. And Ricky Gervais, really nice man, I have to say. So, those are some of the stories in the Heat magazine from a year gone by. The question is, what was the year? Have a little think, and I'll tell you a little later in the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Right, it's that time again where the man who spends most of his life in the dark has to come into the light. Charles Gant, Heat magazine's film editor. Good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
How's your nice week?
Yeah, good. A couple of film awards, which I might talk about.
A little bit later. Should we have time? Because I know, first things first, you got to talk about an animated movie, which I personally like the first one, Madagascar.
Yeah, and this is Madagascar Escape to Africa. Right. And fairly unsurprisingly, all the animals get on the plane, go to try to get to back to Central Park, New York,
yep,
and end up crashing into Africa. So, hey, presto, there's another movie which makes DreamWorks and everybody very happy. Particularly as the first one made $500 million worldwide cinemas.
Which is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So with this one, I don't remember the first one, but I would say all that the animals had fairly equal kind of weight.
Yeah.
This one, Alex the Lion, voiced by Ben Stiller, it's really all about him.
Right.
And it's about him trying to win acceptance from the lion pride. And it starts off showing how he was born in Africa with a little sort of prologue.
Oh.
And of course, he meets up with his family and he has to kind of prove himself. And of course, because he's a wimp and is good at dancing and not at being a lion, things don't go so well for him.
Just want to show him I'm a real lion.
As opposed to a chocolate lion.
Shh, I know this might sound hard to believe, but apparently lions don't dance.
What?
Shh. At least as far as my dad is concerned.
As far as the people are concerned, you're a huge hit.
That was New York. This is Africa. It's a much tougher crowd.
Okay, well, look, Charles, you're obviously not a movie snob because you go and watch an animation as much as you would have to and take it as seriously as you would watching, say, the new Bond.
But the way we look at animation is this... We divide it into two camps. Is this a film that you'd only go if you had kids that you were chaperoning?
Yeah.
Or is it, like the Shrek movies, like Pixar hits, a film that you as an adult would go with your partner, with your mates to see?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Madagascar is in the latter category.
Okay, good. All right, so Charles, here we go. Is it hot or not?
Madagascar Escape to Africa is hot.
Yes!
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Competition time on the Hotcast now, where there's another great prize pack up for grabs. Listen to all of this. Hancock starring Will Smith, 24 Redemption, a luxury mummy trilogy box set featuring the new film The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, as well as a board game and book. Meet Dave, starring Eddie Murphy. Dr. Dolittle 4, not starring Eddie Murphy. Phone Jacker Complete Series 1 and 2. There's a pigeon in your bag. A Dirty Dancing 20th Anniversary Collector's Pack, which includes a nightie, an eye mask and slippers. Hang on, the slippers have been returned. George Sampson's DVD, Access All Areas. Concert DVDs from Kylie, Nickelback and Barry Manilow. New albums from Britney. Sorry, let me just do that out of sync. Britney. Take That, Akon and our special guests, Same Difference, and new books from Gok Wan, Carrie Fisher, as well as the Strictly and EastEnders 2009 annuals. So to win all that in this week's special Hotcast competition, exclusive to you, just answer me this question, the answer for which is somewhere in the podcast. What pets, called Toast and Tea or something, do Same Difference own? So what pets called Tea and Toast do Same Difference own that they were going to give to one of their grandparents? Ridiculous, I know. But hey, it's an animal. If you think you know the answer or just want to have a wild guess, just email us studio@heatradio.com. Tell us the answer, your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner.
This is Heat.
It's Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters. Same difference here. Sarah and Sean, are you ready to face the hot list?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, it can be anything. You just tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with Louis Walsh.
Oh, Not because he was horrible to us last year.
Yeah.
But hot if he did actually do what he said and go on out and buy our single and album. Yeah. So
I can't imagine Louis Walsh going into HMV.
No, I can't. He'd probably get given a free copy, wouldn't he?
Exactly. From Simon. No, Simon would probably charge him. fair point, well, mate. Okay. Two up, two down on Britain's Got the Pop Factor.
Hot!
We loved them. We were so happy that, because like, everyone was like, oh, they blatantly based it on you. And everyone was thinking we were going to be really angry and anti over it. We were like, that's brilliant. You know, we got recognised so much more after it came out.
It sort of brought us back into the public eye again, just because Peter Kay did that whole sketch on us. I thought it was great, and it was great for people to be going, oh,
that's you two.
Two up, two down.
Is it? Oh, no. The same difference.
It's on again at Christmas.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Because we've recorded, because I do the button present, we've recorded another version for Christmas.
Ooh,
oh, excellent. I know. Living with Brian McFadden.
Hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice of him. I mean, it's well, been blown right out.
Oh, really?
Into proportion. Yeah.
So you don't live in a shed at the bottom of the garden?
No.
I wish. No. Basically, you know, our tour manager is best friends with him, and you know, just he's really, really nice. Whenever we're in London and we need a place to stay and we've got nowhere to go, he's always like, "Yeah, they're more than welcome."
He says, "Come over to my house."
He does.
He's brilliant.
Come over to my house and stay. Let's have some sushi and some Japanese fried food that Kerry used to always eat. Okay, the lawyers won't like that bit. Goats.
Oh, hot. We've got two pygmy goats in our garden that we bought for our granddad with our first paycheck. And they live there.
Oh my God. Do you know, I read these things and I genuinely think sometimes Philip, my producer, that one standing behind me, is having a laugh sometimes. I read it, you start answering seriously, I'm thinking, I'm in another world. Same difference, own goats.
Goats.
Yes. Real life
tea
goats.
And toast.
I'm sorry?
Tea and toast.
Yes, please. Tomorrow morning, around 7:30, that'll be nice. Right, okay, finally. Kylie Minogue, lovely Kylie.
Kylie, hot.
Hot.
She's one of the best pop acts of all time. She's got so many fans, and I think she's just one of these people that have continued doing her pop music even when it's kind of gone under.
And we were lucky enough to meet her last year, and she was absolutely lovely to us.
Okay, well, look, same difference. Sarah and Sean, thank you so much. It's been lovely to meet you, actually.
Thank you.
You
too.
Because I, like everyone else, has only seen you on the television.
Yes.
So I think, oh, I wonder what they're really like. Really, really nice to meet you. And I wish you all the best of luck with your album.
Thank you.
Okay,
cheers.
Good. The album is called Pop. It was out this morning. Look out for it in the shops. You can win a copy on Top of the Tops online at www.heatradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Hi, this is Andy on the Hot or Not podcast, showcasing the best bits from last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from the Diet Coke break last week, where they spoke to Hollywood superstar Reese Witherspoon.
Heat Radio. Our very own Mika M, who is Heat Station coordinator, earlier this week packed all her stuff up in a little kit bag and head off down to the Dorchester Hotel in central London for a very posh afternoon tea with Reese. We thought Mika would be good because Mika's German and Reese grew up in Germany. Here's how they got on.
Hey, Dad.
Mom, hey.
Listen,
hey.
Mom, I got bad news. We're not going to be able to make it tomorrow.
It's me.
No one was more upset than we were last year that she got into a happy ending and deal with the situation.
As a massive star yourself, do you actually have a chance to pick your own leading man? And if you do, who would you want to work with?
Oh, well, I was very lucky in this. I'd always wanted to work with Vince Vaughn. So when this movie came up, we got together and decided we would do this movie together. And it was a great collaboration because we got to write it together and produce it together. And that was really fun. And I don't know. You know, they have a lot of actors I would love to work with. You know, I don't really get to pick. It's sort of whatever movie comes up.
No flights are coming in and no flights are going out.
This isn't happening. Do you have a sister airline?
No, I'm sorry. How about a cousin airline?
No, we don't.
How about like an airline that your airline's felt up before?
Have you personally ever had an awful Christmas that you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember having family vacations where we would drive to different places in the car for way too long, and my dad and my brother would fight, and my brother would get out of the car and say he was walking home, and it was, I think every family knows what it's like. You know, it's a lot of people, and it's hard for them all to get along.
My dad, your mom, my mom, your dad, great.
That's great. We have to go to all four families in one day, Kate.
You're a Southern Belle, I would say. Do you celebrate Christmas differently, or how do you celebrate? Is it as important as maybe Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, they're both important. I think, you know, Christmas is a lot about food and family and all those kind of things. We do a lot of caroling and going to church. That's a big part of being Southern.
You've been called the Hollywood Queen of Comedy. Can you tell us something about your next film? Is that going to be a comedy perhaps?
My next film coming out is an animated movie called Monsters vs. Aliens for DreamWorks, and it's really funny, and I play sort of a female superhero monster type person who really gets to get the bad guy, and I'm excited about that. And then the next film I'm doing after that is a comedy too.
Please, thank you very much for having a time.
Thank you so much.
All we got to do is we just got to get through these four Christmases as quickly and as painlessly as possible.
Exactly. Promise me that no matter what happens today, we'll still have each other, right?
Honey, of course we will.
This is Heat.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you, if you guess this week's Rewind correctly, podcast people, I can now reveal that the year was 2007.
This is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from the same difference chat that you didn't hear on the air.
Heat Radio.
So when you were in X Factor, you were mentored by Simon, which I think, if you're going to have a mentor, have Simon.
Because absolutely.
At least he'll always be honest with you, even when he says, oh, that wasn't very good, but X, Y, or Z. Was it Louis that kept saying, you two are never going to make it, you're never going to win this competition?
Yeah. All the time, he was really, really harsh to us. And then we actually went back last week to perform on The X Factor. And he turned around and he was like, I take everything back that I said. I was like, why didn't you do that last year? Seriously, you got to get us some more votes last year. But no.
And you've been watching it this year, I hope?
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, now there's no shilly-shallying. Who do you think is the best?
Alexandra.
And who do you think will go home this week?
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, come on.
Come on, what? Yeah, come on, answer my question.
Okay. I kind of... Well, it's one I hope and one I think. I kind of hope Diana. Horry to say.
Well, don't be... Because I agree with you.
Really?
I want her out. I don't want her in the final.
We've got two pygmy goats in our garden that we bought for our granddad with our first paycheck. And they live there.
Oh my God. Do you know, I read these things, I genuinely think sometimes Philip, my producer, that one standing behind me, is having a laugh sometimes. I read it, you start answering seriously, I'm thinking, I'm in another world. Same difference, own goats.
Goats.
Yes.
Real life tea goats. And toast.
I'm sorry?
Tea and toast.
Yes, please. Tomorrow morning, around 7:30, that'll be nice. Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. But make sure you join us next week for the show, Monday at 8. I'll be there. Hopefully you will too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Do it.
Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.